Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, I'm joined on the line by a man who will soon have his own statue at the Walkinstown roundabout if Carl Mullen has his way. Danny O'Reilly from the Coronas, how's it going?
Hey, Laura, how are you?
Have you heard about this campaign by any chance?
No, that's the first I've heard of it. That sounds amazing.
Well, I'm delighted to let you know that Carl just decided to tell everybody this week that he would love if there was a statue of you on the Walkinstown roundabout.
Why the Walkinstown roundabout? Just because it's so stressful to get around.
Exactly. Like take the stress off everybody. I mean, they'd never get their exit if they were looking at you in the middle of it.
That's brilliant. Oh, that's amazing.
Well, I'm happy to have made your day.
Well, I don't think it's going to gain much support, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
Who knows, Danny? All right, this is only the beginning of it. Danny, you can't be in studio with us today because you are down in Kerry. We know that you love spending time down there, but is it a work thing or are you just taking a little bit of time off?
No, it's a bit of work thing. I'm trying to do a few bits and bobs. Like I always find that if whenever I have a bit of time off before we get busy, I try and lock myself away and do a bit of writing. And because the next few months is going to be so busy for us, we've literally from the middle of May all the way to the end of December seems to be panned out for us. So I don't think I'm going to get much time back here. So I'm trying to make the most of it and do a bit of writing while I'm here. So and I'm busy promoting the single as well. So a lot of phone interviews and stuff like that. But no better place in the world. It's actually beautiful here today as well. It's really nice.
Yeah, I'd say the weather is absolutely stunning there at the minute.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
I know that you were kind of alluding to it there at the minute and you're usually not allowed to talk about it. But does this mean that we can expect a new album?
Yes, there's new album coming in September. It's all finished and recorded and everything already, so we're just sort of signing off on the mixes and listening to a few bits, and we're actually working on the running order at the moment. But Speak Up, which is the single that's coming on Tuesday, which I think you guys have now today, is the first track on it, and it's the first release from it as well. So it's going to be a busy couple of months. We're really excited about the album. We've got a load of big gigs, and things are good. We're still getting away with it.
Well, that's it. Look, of course you're getting away with it, because I've told you this personally like 100 times. If I say it on air all the time, you guys are the only thing that can ever bring me back to life at a festival. It's like any gig that starts with a confetti cannon is a good time.
Exactly. Yeah, well, we look forward to doing some festival shows this summer. It's it's going to be a busy one. And we like to shock people into, the gig's on.
It's amazing. Look, let's talk about the single that is out today. It's called Speak Up. Tell me a little bit about the song and what's it all about.
Yeah, it's sort of about asking for advice from a friend, I suppose. Sometimes I write lyrics that I'm not really sure exactly what they're about, but I think that's what it's about. Or maybe I'm talking to myself, but I'm definitely asking for help and sort of trying to cut through a lot of the bullshit and just get one of your best friends or your bandmates or your other half to give it to you straight and ask for advice, I suppose. And as I say, it's the first song on the album. We recorded it in January, and we're really excited about getting it out there. It's a little bit different for us, but we're excited about the new album. We've got a few special guests on it as well, and we've got another song with Gabrielle Aplin on the album as well. We're delighted to duet with Gabrielle again.
And, amazing.
So it's all happening. We've a busy summer as well. We're going back to America and lots of gigs. So it's literally about to kick off for us. So it's all good.
It's so exciting. And look, the thing that we love is the longevity of the band and your ability to evolve the whole time. You're constantly bringing out new music and reinventing yourself. And like I said, you know, starting off your gigs with the confetti cannon and just like being exciting for everybody. But what's the secret to that? Or is that just something that you're conscious of the whole time?
I think we always consider ourselves a live band first. And even when we record albums and write and stuff, we're always in the back of our mind, we're like, will this improve our live set, you know? And we came along at a time where you could sort of build up an audience when we were a student band, and sort of we took baby steps forward, and and sort of built our live sort of following over the years. And so we, as I say, we pride ourselves in putting on a good live show and being a good night out. And still to this day, that's what the new album is doing. When we're working on songs, writing them together, we're like, will this work in the set? Will this add something to it? So I think that's the key is as I say, we pride ourselves on being a live band first and foremost, and try not to worry about like TikTok or any of those other things, because it's just we wouldn't really look cool doing any of that stuff anyway. So we just try and ignore that stuff and just be a good live act and release music that we're proud of. And I think when you sort of focus on those things and try not to worry too much about everything else around the industry, I think it's worked for us anyway, so we're lucky in that way.
Paddling your own canoe and just doing what you do best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You've been telling us here that you have a very busy summer, which we're excited about, but what have you got lined up? What's the first thing that's ahead of us?
Well, for me, actually, I'm singing a couple of songs at La Morna Gwelga on Sunday, which I should mention in Smithfield, which I'm delighted. I'm delighted. I'm going down. I'm going to be singing a couple of songs at Gwelga. You know, the Coronas have a couple of songs over the years that we've done, and I'm delighted to be involved in that. That's on this Sunday in Smithfield, I think at 12 until 5, and Liam and Whaley be down there, and it's been in the Heron, and they asked me to come down and sing a couple of songs. I was like, I only know two songs at Gwelga, so I'll just do the two songs.
That's
that I know. So, but no, with the Coronas, we're about to kick off as I say, our new single Speak Up is coming out on Tuesday and playing at the Marquee at the end of May, and then we're going off to America to do a tour of the West Coast, and then we've got Fairview Park, we're playing in Galway, we're playing in Limerick, we're playing in Wexford, we're all over the place this summer. So yeah, it's going to be great. We're really excited about it, looking forward to getting busy and getting releasing music as well. So it's all ahead of us, Laura. It's going to be great. How are you?
Well, I'm great, but I want to put you on the spot here very quickly, because you're talking about Lawn Mourn na Gaeilge and it's happening in Smithfield on Sunday. You wouldn't be sounding to give us a set of tickets, would you?
Oh, of course, absolutely, for whatever you want. or you can have a set of tickets for that. No, actually, La Mourn na Gaeilge is free, so that they can just come down and see it. But you can have a set of tickets to any Coronas show of the winner's choosing. How about
Excellent.
That?
Excellent. Love this. Yeah. This is amazing. Oh, God. Yeah. This is even better than I could have imagined.
Yeah, absolutely. VIP tickets, no problem.
Okay, great. Well, we will figure out how to give those to somebody in a few moments' time. But just back to Lawn Mourn na Gaeilge for a second, because this really interests me, because it's BYOB, Bring Your Own Bear Lawn.
Exactly, yeah. No, I think that's why they asked me to get involved as well. They know that Neil McGuelga, Ottawa, thought a couple of fuckler gum, but they're trying to encourage people with just a tiny bit of Irish or just an interest in Irish to get involved and come down. So all the info is on lawmournagwelga.ie, I think, I'm sure they can Google it and find out all the info about the day. But it's cool. I'm proud to have my couple of fuckler of Irish, and I was delighted to get involved when they asked me. But it should be a good day on Sunday in Smithfield.
It will be. And I'm so buzzed now, because people can pop along to that in Smithfield, but now we also have a set of tickets to any Coronas gig VIP to give away on the show. Thanks, Danny.
No problem. Yeah, meet and greet. Whoever wins the tickets, they pick whatever gig they want to come to and we'll sort it out. No problem.
What a day. Danny, thank you so much. We have got your brand new song from the Coronas, Speak Up, if you want to introduce that right here on 2FM. And also, I will report back to Karen Mullen about the Walkinstown Roundabout, how we're a go on that.
Please do. Yeah, tell them to talk to me. We'll try and get we'll try and get the plans in place for sorting it out. Yeah. I'll introduce the song. Cool. Thanks so much, Laura. This is the Coronas' new single, Speak Up, with Laura Fox on 2FM.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.